This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for their exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi today. The children hailed from 14 states and union territories. The government confers the Bal Puraskar to recognize the outstanding achievements in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee will receive a medal, certificate and a citation booklet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Veer Bal Divas, a nationwide celebration, honouring the children as the foundation of India's future today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. He will also address the gathering on this occasion. In 2022, Mr. Modi announced that 26 December would be observed as Veer Bal Divas to pay tribute to the courage and sacrifice of the Sahibzades, the sons of Guru Gobind Singh, for their unwavering quest for justice. Prime Minister Modi laid the foundation stone of the country's first ambitious and multi-purpose Ken Betwa National River linking project in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, on the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the country's first Omkareshwar floating solar project and performed Bhumi Pujan for 1,153 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also released a stamp and a coin in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. In Kazakhstan, several people are feared dead after a passenger plane crashed yesterday with approximately 70 people on board. Authorities in Azerbaijan, where the flight originated, reported at least 30 survivors. Azerbaijan Airlines flight J2A243 caught fire while attempting an emergency landing near the Kazakh city of Aktau. The plane was en route to Grozny in Russia but was diverted due to fog. Union Home Minister Amit Shah conducted a comprehensive review of the operational and administrative efficiency the Central Reserve Police Force CRPF at its headquarters in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post following the meeting, Mr. Shah highlighted that the CRPF has been at the forefront of efforts, whether in combating left-wing extremism, participating in disaster relief work, or ensuring the internal and external security of the country. He also assured that the Narendra Modi government is continuously working to enhance the welfare of CRPF personnel and their families through various welfare schemes. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar called for a swift resolution of farmers' issues, emphasizing the importance of honoring and addressing the concerns of both farmers and soldiers. Speaking at the Natural and Organic Farmers Summit 2024 in Telangana, the Vice President said that the problems faced by farmers should be resolved promptly as they form the soul of the country. He noted that insufficient attention has been paid to agriculture and agricultural development, calling for a self-audit by research institutions like ICAR to address these gaps. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh launched the Vikasit Panchayat Karma Yogi Initiative on Good Governance Day to enhance the grassroots governance. The initiative aims to improve the capacity and competence of Panchayati Raj institutions by equipping elected representatives and officials with the necessary tools and knowledge for effective governance. Celebrated Malayalam writer and filmmaker M.T. Vasudevan Nair often referred to as M.T. passed away at a private hospital in Kozhikode last night. He was 91 years old. A prolific and versatile storyteller, M.T.'s literary and cinematic works had a profound impact on Malayalam literature and cinema. Many of his works have been translated into various languages. Kerala government has declared state mourning for today and tomorrow. In cricket, India will face Australia in the fourth test, the Border Gavaskar Trophy at Melbourne this morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 5 a.m. Indian time. Both teams have won one match each in the five-match series. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions in parts of Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Jammu Kashmir and Ladakh for today. Additionally, the department predicts that Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Odisha, Assam and Meghalaya and Rajasthan may experience dense fog during the night and morning hours of the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.